It's time to talk MTCS sports. It's time for Cougar Corner with Brian Barrett and John Dinkins, live from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike. The primetime sports team is joined by Middle Tennessee Christian School coaches to talk about their most recent games and upcoming opponents. It's time to talk Orange and White on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and streaming online at GoPrimetimeSports.com on Cougar Corner.
And we welcome you back into the Coach's Conversation. It's time to talk about the Orange and White, Middle Tennessee Christian School Cougar Corner. This morning we'll talk some football with Coach Brian Stewart, who's jotting down some notes and taking a little ribbing this morning.
They were picking on me about my shirt.
What is that all about?
Camp High Lake. You read it. Go ahead.
The Wonderful Life, Camp High Lake 2012.
That's right. That's the biggest tie-dye shirt you've ever seen, isn't it?
No.
It's okay.
I can take that size. and you did the tie-dyeing.
I did. I learned how to do it, and the kids were doing it, and they had a bed sheet that I can make a T-shirt out of, and so I made me a tie-dye shirt.
Well, at least it's not a toga.
That's right.
I would worry about it.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be around town in toga.
Let's talk a little bit about the football game last night. 41-6 was the final. You know what?
A lot of people are going to look at that score
and say,
well, they're going to say same old thing. But the thing about it is, you know, you go back and you watch film and you see all the good stuff.
Yeah.
You don't see much good stuff and you just see the score 41-6. But there's a lot of positives to look at. You know, everybody knows we're a young team. And, you know, as we start talking about the game, you'll hear the young guys who really made a big contribution. But Nashville Christian is very good. I hope people understand. I mean, they were, I think, 5-6 last year, and they've got a ton of new players. But the thing about it, I don't know if we'll face a faster team this year. I know that's stepping out there, and, you know, I don't know what everybody else has coming back, but just from what I played last year and this year, I'm telling you, they are extremely fast. They're extremely physical. They just have a lot of weapons, and that's one thing. And here's the thing: you can't give weapons the football like we did. I mean, we came out, we fumbled. You know, Brent Hoffbauer. That's not how he wants to start. I mean, he was really down, and I mean, you know, I said, "Hey, you got to forget about it, move forward." And we fumbled the first play. He's rolling out to throw, and you know, I thought his arm was going forward. I couldn't tell, and when you look at it on film, it's very hard to tell. You can't tell, but they called it a fumble. They get the ball on the 25-30 yard line. Next series, we come out. Throws a pick, you know, just, I mean, kind of inherent throw. I mean, I you know, we talked about it, so, you know, it's a one-step drop. You got to throw it quick, and he floated it. And so they got the football again inside the 30. And so that just makes things difficult, especially when you play a team that is as talented as Nashville Christian. But, you know, it was 31-0 at halftime. Offensively, we couldn't get much going because it's a 3-3 stack with alley players, kind of like old Joe Lee Dunn defense where, I mean, they bring the house. They bring everybody. I mean, they lock up man because they can. They have tremendous athletes out there in the secondary, so they can lock up man. Their quarterback plays free safety, and he sets back there. And I'm telling you, when you got – you know, you got five guys up front supposed to be able to block, and five's trying to block six, or, you know, we're trying to run counter, and they're catching us from the backside. And when your backside defensive end can catch you running counter and things like that, and then we tried to start reading it, and then we got to be athletic enough to read it and get outside and get some positive yards. And, you know, those are the little things. I mean, we got a true freshman play center, and he's young, and you can't, you know, I'm hoping that someday we won't be young anymore, but right now we're just still young. And
yeah.
But I was very – you know, we went and watched film last night. I mean, Trey Hickey, there's a true freshman, got his first start last night. He had two picks. I mean, we didn't have a game last year and we had two picks. We forced a fumble early, got the football. We didn't force a lot of fumbles last year. I've been, you know, begging him for turnovers. You know, Nick Merritt, true freshman playing inside linebacker. Griffin Harper never played football, and he's playing inside linebacker. And we're watching film last night, and here's a great example. Griffin Harper has never played football, and he's out there at linebacker starting. And I look down, and he's getting a defensive tackle moved over where he's supposed to be. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I said, guys, did y'all just see that? I said, he's getting people lined up. And then we needed somebody to have a break on kickoff return since we were returning a lot last night because they scored so many points. Griff goes out there, and he catches a kickoff return. And I mean, he's not the fastest guy in the world, but I'm like, look at him. he's floating through there, weaving in and out, makes a great return. I'm like, you kidding me? I said, maybe I ought to be at running back. I don't know.
Small things like that, though, is what you're,
those are the,
you're saying.
That's right.
That's
you,
some growth.
You see those
process.
Little things. And then here's the thing. Early on, when they were on offense and they snapped football, we were lined up where we're supposed to be. We had the lane shut down where they wanted to go. They've got to redirect and run east to west, which is what we talked about. All we got to do is make a tackle. And we didn't a couple of times. Early on, we had them for a loss, but we don't make the tackle, and they get 7-8 yards. We're going to learn to make those tackles, and we're going to learn to continue to keep running to that football. But, you know, last night they loved to run a little bubble screen. I mean, hey, they lined up and they run it. Their quarterback, he turns. We're all over. I mean, we've jumped the bubble basically, but he turns left and just goes and gets 8 yards. And those things are the growing pains that we're going to have to go through. Our offensive lineman last night at halftime, we made our adjustments. We come out and we, I mean, a lot of people would look and say we didn't do much better, but that type of speed that we basically practiced against last night and played against is going to make us better because it's you got to be, if you're going to block it, you got to be faster, you got to be more physical, you've got to be, you know, you've got to really work harder to make the block. Well, that makes us better. And hopefully, you know, next week we're going to play better than we did last week and have a chance to win a football game. That's what we've got to concentrate on.
Well, it's those building blocks that you're building there to get a couple of picks and to pick, you know, get a fumble recovery.
Absolutely.
Those are
three
our
takeaways.
Building blocks,
three you know. Takeaways. And that, hey, if I get three takeaways every week, and then we can go out and sustain some drives and move the football and tackle a little bit better, you know, we're going to be better. I mean, it's disheartening to lose 41-6, no doubt about it. I mean, that doesn't feel good. Kids don't like it. I don't like it. But, I mean, hey, we're going to come back in Monday, and we've got to start afresh again and try to go win our first football game of the year.
Well, you talked about this, I think, with John a little bit last week. I overheard some of the conversation that there are different ways to lose a 41-6 game.
Yeah.
And you said you look at 41-6 and think, you know, people say same old thing. But – that 6 points right there came at a time when your kids could have just folded up tents and
they could have.
Home.
And a lot of people don't realize it was a 99-yard drive. That was Hickey's second pick right at the end of the third quarter. We turned the football around and started on the other end. We drove it 99 yards. And, I mean, 99 yards without a fumble, without an interception. You know, I don't know if we had a penalty. Not. I'm sure we did. I think we did. But if you can sustain a 99-yard drive, I mean, we had the football last night on his first pick. We had it on their 27th. And the first play, it was a high snap, and you know we caught it, but we couldn't run the play that we had designed because of the high snap, so we lost 6-7 yards. Next play, we get sacked, and so we went backwards. We got the ball on the 27 going in, but then we go backwards.
But then you have a 99-yard.
And then we have a 99-yard drive. So if I can pick it being on the 27, I ought to be able to score. At least I want to have that confidence to say, hey guy, hey, we're finna score right here. And, you know, our guys, just like Hoff, I mean, I heard him last night, you know, out there leading his team and telling guys focus and lock in. I mean, we jumped. I mean, you know, we were doing the little things. We were trying to get them since they were so – they stemmed and prowled all night long, and we went on two, and we had a freeze call, and they never jumped. They were very well coached. I mean, they got that number 11 they got, I can't remember his name. He's a true freshman. He's 6'6". True freshman, he's 6'6", and he's, I don't know, 200 pounds, 205. I mean – I got some good-looking freshmen, but I ain't got a 6'6", 205. I mean, just so athletic. Yeah. And then, you know, we come out in the third quarter, and they hand the football off on the jet sweep, and, I mean, he goes untouched. I mean, 70-something yards. I mean, he's one of the fastest kids we'll see all year long. I have no doubt. I have no doubt that's the fastest team we will play all year long. And, you know, you have speed or you're chasing it, and we chased it last night. So I'm praying that we're going – you know, that's going to help us. That's going to help us. It can't do anything but help us.
Brian Stewart joining us here for MTCS Cougar Corner. Coach, it's that consistency, I guess, with a young team. It's the inconsistency that makes it difficult. What you want to do is to be able to have consistent 99-yard drives.
Sure.
But right now, to know that you can get it, now it's how do we sustain it? How do we do it time after time after
true.
Time?
True, and it's like I tell those guys, I said, you know, I'm we're trying to build something and do something based upon this is how we do it every year. And once you've had, you know, they've had a number of coaches the last couple of years, and this is my second year, and I want to be here. And I want those guys to understand what we're doing is good, sound football things, but we've got to get good at it. You know, the times where we made our mistakes last night, especially defensively, you know, we're instead of reading our key, we're looking in the backfield. Instead of reading our key, we're doing this. And those little bitty things, you know, offensively, you go back and look at it, and, you know, when we did do the things that we've been coached to do, we're right there in a chance to, you know, to move the football like we need to. You know, we had a bunch of drops last night that that's something we hadn't done earlier on, you know, in our 7-on-7s and stuff, but 11-on-11 is different. Somebody might hit you. And we know, but we also had some big catches. I mean, we went for it on fourth down a couple of times on a punt and got it. We had some big third down plays. Oakley Starling made some big catches across the middle, and he's a guy that we count on to do that, and he did it. You know, Justin Wynn, he dropped a couple of solid screens last night, but then had a big catch down on the 99-yard drive that I thought he almost landed in for the touchdown, but he was on the one, and Hoffpower ran it in on a quarterback ice. So, you know, little things will propel us to bigger and better things if we can just continue to get better. I mean, the kids are resilient. They're going to come back Monday, and they're going to be ready to go and practice next week. And they have pretty good amnesia. Kids nowadays, I mean, they got things to do that, you know, that get their minds off the game. I mean, me as a coach, I mean, I'm up here at 3 o'clock and then back up here this morning, and I'll be there pretty much all day. And, you know, we as a coaching staff are working really hard to put our kids in a position to be as successful as they can be.
They had a little homework. Did they?
Kids? Yeah. I mean, we love Huddle. Huddle's a great thing, and our kids are able to get on it and look at stuff. And, you know, it's a marvelous tool to be able to use. I mean, it does put a lot of work. I mean, I'm not a computer guru by any means, but man, our coaches have been up there through the night and right now working hard, and I'll be back over there as soon as I finish here. And it's a tremendous tool. It's so good. I mean, our basketball team last year used Huddle, and I would really say it helped them to propel them to go to the sub-state like they did. And when you have guys like, you know, Jamie Carver and Coach O and Glenn Hollinsworth who go in there and spend so much time in that film room and work so hard to prepare stuff to help us be successful, and we develop a game plan around it. But, you know, it's like I told him. I said, guys, y'all work all those hours last week and get beat 41-6. It's not too – that doesn't feel too good, but – those are the things that we must do and have to do to help our kids be successful.
But part of that homework is to find out, you know, what did we do well last night?
Yeah.
What did we not?
And some kids take it, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, we don't try to go in there and berate or anything. I mean, effort is what I mean. If I don't have effort, I'm going to be upset. You know, if we're jogging, if we're not hustling, but, you know, you're going to learn. And you're going to make, I told them, I said, hey, you're going to make mistakes. That's okay. But just learn from it. And that's what we try to do. We try to praise them in the film room. Hey, you did a great job. Look at this right here. And that's, I mean, Kyle Howard, I thought last night, man, I'm watching him playing defensive end. He was physical. And he got out. I can't wait to praise him in the film room. I can't wait. Nick Merritt on the first. I mean, he's a true freshman. And the first couple of plays, I mean, he's downhill, coming off the edge. I mean, hitting the guy in the mouth. I mean, those are the kind of things that you build upon. And there are so many bad things, but yet there's some good things, and all we got to do is capitalize on the good things and make our kids better. And I know they're going to come and work hard this week, and we're going to get some W's. Our time is coming, and we're just going to be patient and wait on it, and we're going to be very gracious when we get it.
Brian Stewart's joining us here on Cougar Corner. Coach, how many snaps, how much game experience does a true freshman have coming into any program?
None. I mean, it's just a different game. I mean, it's just like I was talking to a couple of our freshmen. I said, you realize in most places you'd be on a JV team. Some of you would be on a freshman football team. You wouldn't even be getting – you know, you wouldn't even consider playing it. And now here you are on the stage of a high school football game, and you're starting as a freshman. And I just look at guys like, you know, Austin Melton and Wynn and Jordan Evans, Peyton Butt, all those guys that played as true freshmen last year. I mean, they're a year older, and they're out there as sophomores, and most of them all start. And you can't put a price tag on the experience that they're getting, but – you know, it's just like, look at our seniors. I got four seniors. Now, out of those four seniors, how many of those guys played as freshmen? I don't think any of them did. Some of them didn't play till last year. And so now you got a freshman that's played, and when he's a senior, he's played 4 years. Wonder what kind of athlete he's going to be his senior year.
Works hard.
I mean, you just think about it. I mean, that's it. I mean,
sometimes we put a lot of stock in senior, junior, sophomore, freshman, but that junior or senior may not have as much experience as, you know,
that's
sophomore, you know,
right.
If they played a couple of years.
That's right. And, you know, it is a process, and the process is sometimes it takes longer than you want me. We want to be good now. I mean, we want to be good today. But sometimes when expectations don't, you know, when it doesn't meet reality, it hurts and it bothers you. But sun came up, and we're going to go out and work hard next week and try to go get a W against this Ezel Harding team that's extremely athletic. They've got speed. They've got size as well. I don't think they have the amount that Nashville Christian does, but they have it. They're a good football team, but, you know, that's why we play the game.
We've talked enough on this show with you to know that if you're in this game and you're a football coach and you don't want to win, you probably shouldn't be as a football coach.
Absolutely.
I mean, everybody wants to be in that position. That's what drives you to get up and, you know, and spend that time in breaking down film. That's why Jamie and all the other coaches spend that time to do that.
I'll forget my quote, but I read it to him yesterday. You know, how do you want to live your life? And saying this ain't worth it or I want to quit and do that, that's the easiest thing in the world to do.
Mm-hmm.
And when people would go, son, you know it ain't worth it or anything, it's not about football or anything, just life, but when somebody says, hey, they wouldn't say a word to you if you give it up. True strength is when you go through it. That's true strength. When you say, no, I'm going to fight through this and I'm going to battle and I'm going to work and I'm going to be a warrior. And, you know, we've been talking about this week, Romans chapter 1, and Paul said, I have the power. And I'm excited and I'm ready to go preach the gospel. And I've been asking my kids, have you got the power? And then have you got the mindset inside of you that you're going to go out and I'm going to give everything I have every day? That's all we can ask for. And listen, I thought about going home last night. I remember when I was a Jackson Christian, we lost to Milan 14-7. And excuse me, I'll say it again. We had a 14-7 lead going into the fourth quarter, and, you know, we lost the game. I don't know what it was, 17-14, something like that. And I left there, and I was sad we lost, and I wanted to win, but, I mean, I could handle it. And when you leave a game and it's 41-6, and you feel like you could, you know, your team should have done some things better, those hurt worse. And if I'm going to lose, I want to leave there going, we played the best we could play tonight. We gave everything we had. And there's some kids last night, no doubt, they gave everything they had. They laid it all out there on the field. And some will look back and go, maybe I didn't. And that's the driving force to make us go back out there next week. And that's why we practice again on Mondays. That's why the sun keeps coming up. And we're going to keep working hard.
Ezel Harding will be at Throneberry.
That's right. We don't have many home games this year, so you better come on out. We only have four because we have the Cosby trip. So this will be our first.
Is at Cosby, right?
It is at Cosby
and
again. 2 years at Cosby.
Okay.
That's right. So we play Cosby.
Who threw that up?
I don't know. But, you know, it's a school-wide thing where, I mean, our volleyball team's going up playing, soccer team's playing. It's an opportunity for all our families to be together and go up. This year we're going to do it differently. Where our football team, we're going to go up on Thursday. That way we can have some fellowship time. Last year all we did was ride the bus up there, play a game, get on the bus, come back. And we spent the night and came back. Most of them will stay. Some of them will go to Tennessee games. Some will go watch Maryville play. So it's a good time to bond and be together and support our other teams and, you know, a little mini getaway for the school, so to speak. So
sounds like a good time.
But it's banjo land. Welcome to Cosby.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Ezel Harding is next up on the agenda, however. And you've already said they're pretty big, kind of fast. They lost last night to Columbia Academy 30-7, so Columbia Academy must be pretty decent.
Well, you know, Columbia Academy lost a lot of seniors and talked to Coach Myers a couple of weeks ago, and he talked about that they put in the spread, the Franklin system, and they're all out in it. So it's going to be good for us to watch the film because they're going to be lined up in what we line up in, 2x2 and trips and things of that nature and empty. And so that's going to help us a little bit, hopefully. But, you know, it also helped Ezel because they get 2 weeks in a row line up same stuff, so I'm sure they'll make their adjustments. But, you know, they have a lot of new kids, kids that wasn't on the team last year out there, and so they got a lot of new athletes, got a new coaching staff, and so – who knows? I mean, I watched a little bit of it, and they hit a running back out of the backfield in motion on a slant, and he goes 70-something yards, and so that's always scary. You don't want those big plays. And, you know, last night, you know, they had a couple of big plays. They had 2 big long runs, and that's something that, you know, we tell our kids every week, make guys line up and earn it and drive it. Hey, those 99-yard drives, those are hard to do.
Yeah.
And if you can make the other team do that, you're going to have a chance to, you know, stop people. And, you know, I hope and pray that we're going to come out and be able to make better tackles this week. I thought we lined up well. I thought we were sound in all the places we needed to be, made pretty good checks, because I'm asking them to line up defensively based upon the formation they get, and I thought they did a good job. Especially there's, like I told you, Griffin Harper never played football in his life, and he's lining people up. I'm like, you kidding me? That's impressive. Very
that had to make the hair stand up on the back of your neck.
It did. I mean, about 2 o'clock this morning when I was watching, I was like, look at that, look at that. I said, he's lining him up. And then there's it's like I'm telling you. I mean, nobody can see it because you're hearing it on radio, but when I see guys coming up and making a big play, I mean, I jumped up out of my chair last night. I said, did you see that? I said, tag it so we can show it to them. I mean, that's awesome. That's wonderful. And kids are young, and some of them don't even know when they do something good. I'm like, man, that's what you're supposed to do. Yeah. And be excited about it.
Got to get those reps
in. Enjoy it. Yeah. I mean, and man, holler and scream and jump up and down, chest butt somebody. That's great.
Coach, I just want to say it's always fun to have you on. I heard that you were very respectable in the wing eating contest last week, too.
I did. I set my goal at 40 wings. I ate 40 wings. And now, when he said 1 minute left, I had 4 on my plate, and I just shoved them. But it hurt. But, you know, we had one kid eat 40.
Got to do what you got to do.
That's right. Hey, it's all about the kids. We're raising money for our kids. And somebody ate 44, had a couple eat 42. But I just said 40 is what I'm going to do. But I'm telling you, when I got to that third plate and – got to number 30, I could have been eating Johnson grass and it would have tasted the same. I mean, the wings are great, don't get me wrong, but I'm telling you, when you're just having to chew over and over again, and you're looking at a guy who loves to eat now. But I appreciate my parents that took care of me. I said, I need a tent. They gave me a tent. They gave me a Coke to drink. Didn't have to drink lukewarm tap water. And, hey, 40 wings, baby.
Made it happen.
Hey, and I even went and ate some sweet CC's after that and had supper that night. So,
well, you know.
High metabolism.
There you go.
That's high on life, baby. I like.
Well, take care of Ezell Harding next Friday, okay?
We shall do our best. I sure appreciate it.
Coach, thank you.
Thank you.
Brian Stewart joining us here, and we're going to wrap up with the MTCS Cougar Corner scoreboard this morning, and our thanks to Miss Judy Coates for helping us put all this together. A little golf news from Tuesday. Eagleville Cascade Forest, and it was the MTCS Cougars besting all three of those. 198 for the Cougars, 191 for Eagleville, the closest opponent there. On Thursday, beat Friendship 177-162. In high school football last night, again, the final score was 41-6. Junior high football lost to Liberty 12-8. Lots coming up this week. You've got junior high volleyball versus PCA and FH Jenkins on Monday. All of this is Monday. High school volleyball at Mount Juliet Christian and Lighthouse. Also, junior high soccer is at Thurman Francis, and junior high volleyball will take on FH Jenkins. On Tuesday, golf will battle Watertown. It's high school girls soccer versus Cornersville on Tuesday, and volleyball versus Central Magnet.
Soccer team right now is having a car wash up at school. Okay. Everybody go up there, take your dirty car, take your clean car. I'm going to take mine up there right now and run through the car wash. They're doing a great job.
I saw your car. It probably could use it.
Well, it does. I just got an oil change, and I just need my car clean. I'm good to go.
Well, that's a good place to get it done.
That's right. Hey, make a donation. Help the girls out.
Sounds like a plan. That's over at the school today.
Yes, sir. So right. 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock today. Let me give you more. Let's see. We've got Wednesday coming up, golf versus Webb, Eagleville, and Central, and that's high school golf. Junior high volleyball versus the Middle Tennessee Heat. Thursday, girls soccer, high school soccer at Community, high school volleyball at Central Magnet, junior high girls soccer at Good Pasture, and football will take on Westwood. Then Friday night, as we just talked about, at home, Ezell Harding to take on the Cougars. That's a look at your Cougar Corner scoreboard this morning, and our thanks to all of the coaches for joining us. For John Dinkins and Ricky Turner here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, I'm Brian Barrett. Thanks for tuning in to all of the coaches' conversation. It's time for the Rutherford Home Show. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next Friday night for high school football here on WGNS. State Farm Prep Football will be Blackman hosting Pearl Cone on Friday. The next Saturday from Louisville, Riverdale versus Ballard. Have a good one.
Parents are very involved with our school.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, secondary principal Todd Miller.
At MTCS, we're blessed with phenomenal support from our parents. Solid homes with structure and discipline. At Middle Tennessee Christian School, we have a group of teachers and coaches who truly care about kids. And it's far deeper than a coaching on the field or teaching in the classroom.
MTCS. E1 Autos and Evans Auto Exchange is proud to support MTCS Athletics. Jimmy Evans and family own and operate E1 Autos. You can find them online at e1auto.com. That's E, the number one, auto.com. And also Evans Auto Exchange. EvansAutoExchange.com. You can custom order a specific vehicle or check out their extensive inventory and never leave home. It's all there. Make, model, picture, and a price. E1 Autos is at 1605 Memorial Boulevard or call 896-CARS. That's 896-2277. Evans Auto Exchange is at 2240 Northwest Broad, 895-6990, 895-6990. Jimmy Evans, E1 Autos, and Evans Auto Exchange, proud to support the Orange and White of Middle Tennessee Christian School.
You've been listening to Cougar Corner with Ryan Barrett, John Dinkins, and the Middle Tennessee Christian School coaches, live from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike. Keep up with MTCS Athletics online at mtcscougars.org, the official website of Middle Tennessee Christian School. And don't miss joining us here on WGNS AM FM again next week for another edition of Cougar Corner.